Welcome to More with Mo. My name's Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who's always trying to find ways to annoy me, Mr. Richard Avery.
Thank you, and trust me, I have plenty more in the works.
This is your hobby. This is your
my favorite pastime. So when I'm not masturbating, I'm coming up with ways to annoy you.
You know, the show, it's the conversations that we have in between shows with our guests and so, that we should be recording and we should be putting out there.
No.
But the shit that is said is so wrong. And so many names get called out. So many people get shit talked about.
I know. We don't talk about those things.
But do you know who we don't talk shit about?
Who?
Our guest today.
Who's our guest today?
Today our guest is Miss Nikki Next.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I hope you guys don't. Well,
I've heard about her.
I've heard about her.
And we do talk shit about you.
Nikki's a friend of the show.
I feel loved. Because I feel like it's your love language.
No, because see, I annoy Mo, you annoy me, so it kind of
is like a circle.
It's a circle jerk.
Exactly. All right.
So, Nikki, you've been on the show a few times. We always, you know, we pull things from your blog. You know, that's easy. It's easy to do topics because your blog, you always have great topics on there. You always have great stuff.
And something different every
everybody
time.
Everybody should go check it out. It's iHeartNikki.com.
It is. I can spell it for you if you want.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't.
No. So,
everything's on there. Check out the website.
So far, I have to say my favorite episode that we've done was the Target episode. So today,
that's your favorite one?
That's my favorite one. So today, let's see if we can beat the Target episode.
Okay.
Today, I texted you last night and wanted to find out what you wanted to talk about, and you brought up your topic is TV shows. Shows that
TV
we're obsessed with.
Yeah, and it's a recent thing because I really don't watch a lot of TV, but recently I was out for like almost a month. I had tonsillitis.
Oh.
So I was on the couch eating ice cream, watching every show I could find.
You're tiny. How much ice cream were you eating?
Oh, I ate a lot.
Oh my God. It just goes through the system.
She has a really big tapeworm, eats half of what she eats.
Yeah, that's good. Pretty much. My tapeworm is my thyroid.
Nice. Now, my second favorite episode that we've done, actually it could be my favorite, maybe it's a tie, is about game shows. So
yeah.
Let's start off with that, with TV shows.
I got a question.
I was going to say that's my favorite.
Yes.
What's your favorite episode with me? Is
Ooh,
there one?
Good question.
No, you don't have one, do you?
But you guys have done so many together.
Too many.
Far too many. No, we've had some great episodes, but it's usually because we have a good guest and then we work well off the...
Basically, you're saying it's not me.
No, it's when
it's not
we work
me, it's
well
her.
Off a good guest.
Whatever.
Do you have a couple favorite guests?
Yes. Asa Akira ranks far and above everyone else.
And Gracie Uno. Glam.
Yeah,
she's my favorite.
Gracie Glam's a lot
she's
of fun.
She's my favorite guest.
Me too.
But definitely, you know, it was fun doing. So Ash and I worked really well together. Yeah. Ash is a lot of fun.
She brought the intelligence to the show way up.
But we've had great over the years that we've been doing this. I mean, we've had great guests anywhere from, you know, way early on with
but
Kylie
what is
Ireland.
The constant factor that keeps it all going. Me. Hmm.
This microphone.
Can't
all right,
be
let's
Mo.
Talk about, let's talk about TV shows.
TV shows. Okay. So we talked about game shows before.
Yeah, we did.
No, I heard and I saw that there's a new Match game that's out.
Yeah, I didn't know until I saw the billboard. I think I was at Westfield, the Century City Mall, and it said Match game. And mm-hmm. I said, oh, what's that? So I looked it up and ABC brought back a few game shows.
You guys are so slow. That's been going on for like almost 2 months.
I didn't even
really
know.
I didn't
see
know.
This. I don't watch TV.
How I found out about it is Todd Hunter, who's a friend of the show and a genius. And he's huge into game shows, and I mean he's like a Jeopardy guy, all this kind of stuff.
I think
he's
I would been, be his friend.
He's been bitching about Match Game. He's been bitching about it on Twitter.
Really?
And that's how I found about it.
Yeah, they brought back Match Game, $100,000 Pyramid. And
oh, I heard about that.
Celebrity Family Feud.
Which is the celebrities they've gotten
it's,
on is so bad.
Is it
yeah,
like D-list?
Oh, it's like
it's actually not that
Z-list.
Good. But
it's
because Family Feud's really good.
Yeah, Family Feud's.
Yeah,
let's
especially
play the
original.
Yes,
but I think Match Game's the landslide is the best one.
Richard Dawson was amazing, and I just love how he kissed everyone.
Yeah,
and then they went through they had the guy that killed himself. They had Richard
the guy,
Karn.
Yeah, the guy that hung himself.
Yes, exactly.
The comedian.
They've had a few, and then they had.
But now it's Alec Baldwin's host.
Yeah, I think he's a good host.
I think
yeah.
So too. Yeah.
Okay, that would be interesting.
Because he cracks a lot of like decent jokes.
Yeah.
And but like the banter is good from all. They have different celebrities every single time.
Nice. Who's
that's
hosting
cool.
Match Game?
Alec Baldwin. That's,
oh, he's hosting
Match
Game.
Game.
Oh, I was thinking. So then who's hosting the feud?
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey, yeah.
Meh.
He's the regular host. I think it's the host. I watched the first episodes of the Celebrity Family Feud, and I think like Steve Harvey is, I think he's hit and miss. I've always thought he was hit and miss.
I don't think he's that good of a comedian.
Sorry, Steve, if you're listening to the show.
Fuck off.
We love you. Oh, no.
We love you, yeah. Ignore the past 30 seconds.
Can you imagine if we all went on the Family Feud?
Oh, no. That would be hilarious. No. The Julie Land Celebrity.
That would be fun.
No.
Survey says.
And you have that area behind where you stand, where it was like where you used to stand up and it looked like the family portrait.
Yes.
And then the thing would rise and it's the Johnsons. And then you go down.
It's Julie Land. No. Everyone's just standing with their arms crossed.
No. This will not ever happen.
That would be so much fun.
No.
So we've talked about game shows before, so we don't want to drag that one on. What other TV, what kind of TV are we? Drama, comedy, dramedy?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think I like drama the best, like drama and suspense, even movies too.
Okay.
Because they're so exciting. Mm-hmm. I think there's one show on Lifetime called Unreal.
I love that show.
And I think, yeah, you said that you liked it. Yeah. I like it so much that I bought a t-shirt that says Money Dick Power. it's two characters in the show got matching tattoos. Like I won't spoil anything, but yeah.
If you guys haven't seen the show, it's on Lifetime right after Devious Maids, which I love. And that's
I haven't seen that. That's
such a fun parody of a soap opera. That's great. But Unreal, it's about the behind the scenes of a reality show that's like The Bachelor.
A show about a show.
Exactly. And there's a lot of drama to it, but it's a great parody and it's a really dark dark comedy.
Yeah. I think dark comedies are my favorite.
Yeah.
Because I like the twisted sense of humor thing.
Exactly.
Like.
The character Quinn that's in there. I mean, she has her own hashtag on whatever. It's Monday nights. Quinning. And everybody people quote her, she's great. She's really great. So that's one of my favorites. Devious Maids is definitely up there right now.
They quote from the show?
Yeah. They quote from the show. No, it's summertime right now, so everything's in reruns. There are some shows that have come out.
But I think a lot of people just binge watch because, like, yes. I don't have cable. I only have Apple TV.
Okay.
So I found Unreal because I saw the billboard.
Okay.
And which is how I find out about most things. But I just
oh my god,
watch everything.
Advertising works.
It actually does.
I love when you see the billboards that say your ad could be here, and there's one on the way of Vegas that says people read billboards, and I was like, oh shit, they caught me because I'm reading the billboard to see that.
You should get a billboard. Yes,
I'm gonna do this. So binge watching, what are you binge watching right now?
The other show that I binge watched all of was The Tudors.
Yes,
there's I think it's five seasons,
and
I've seen it all before, but I watched the entire thing in like 2 weeks.
What's John? Is it Jonathan Rhys Meyers?
Yeah.
That was a really good show. It's not to the level of Game of Thrones, but it's reminiscent.
There's no dragons.
There's no dragons. I mean, it doesn't have the violence. It doesn't have that. But it was a really enjoyable show for that time period.
I thought it was good. I will admit, there's some shows that I watch just because I think some of the guys are. You know,
hot,
super hot, yeah.
And she masturbates.
I forget. Did he show his butt in this show? I forget.
Yeah. He showed. I know he showed like all of his backside and then his front side, but he was covering with like a sheet, like all bunched up. But there's a lot of sex in that show. Like,
did you want to see his dick?
Game of Thrones. I kind of do.
Oh my god.
Just because I'm curious.
You know, it's like
see if he really has one.
I can't get tits on, a lot of the TV stations, but, like, even, like, Sons of Anarchy, they'd show what's-his-name's ass all the time. Oh, he's in the shower. Oh, he's fucking something. And you can't give me a boob, but you can show man-ass on TV. It's like...
Well, is it the good-looking guy or someone else?
I don't know. The lead guy in the show.
I don't
Charlie.
Watch that show.
He's a good-looking kid.
I mean, listen...
They always show his ass.
Oh, the blonde guy.
Yeah. It all started with NYPD Blue. When they showed what's-his-name's ass, and that was probably the worst man-ass on television ever.
Is that when it was scandalous?
that was scandalous.
What was the first, when they started showing nudity on TV?
I mean...
You'd have to talk to somebody who's old.
Yeah.
Nobody here's old.
None of these guys.
I mean, network TV still doesn't touch it. I mean...
There has been.
Probably HBO.
Really?
You want to know the truth? I do know that.
Like they show topless?
Whatever year it was, early 70s, whatever year it was.
Oh, wow.
When Roots came out, they showed boobs.
Oh.
Okay.
Of course,
okay.
It had to be a black slave woman, but they showed boobs.
But it, so, but it wasn't like
scandalous.
Gratuitous. Like,
no, it wasn't gratuitous, but it was just they, so that it was the first time.
I was thinking more like along the lines of like The Sopranos, because that was one of the first big shows on HBO, and they had nudity at the strip club, things like that. But network, and it was before A&E FX.
No, I'm saying, but it was
shows.
All cable. Yes. Yeah. Done it since the beginning of cable. But what I'm saying is that for broadcast television in general, it was Roots was the first time that I ever showed.
Oh, I didn't know
boobs.
That.
That's like National Geographic boobs.
But no, but yes, because of this context that was
it seems
in.
Okay.
But you don't understand. Before that, you didn't see boobs on TV. You just didn't, and so it was like
Housewives everywhere were going crazy.
A bunch of crazy white people.
Honey, why don't your tits look that good?
Now all the husbands are depressed. But I think boobs would be okay.
I think boobs.
You know, anything below the waist.
Well, Game of Thrones, which I love. That's one of my all-time favorites right now.
What channel is that on?
HBO. Home
is it still
box office.
Is it still around, or is it the 80s?
No, 80s? It's. I think we have about 9 months. We got a little Game of Thrones baby coming in 9 months.
I heard that the eighth season is the last season, and technically speaking, there's only a total of about 20 episodes left, or something like that.
It's a limited.
But they're doing like 7 episodes next year.
Yeah.
And then
they're gonna drag the shit out.
And then
they're done. Yeah, they're done. I mean, when they have endings to series, like they have to announce an ending to me, because then I know what. And at the end, it's all gonna just turn into being, not even gonna be real. It's the whole thing's gonna be this crazy psycho thing that's inside of Donald Trump's head.
Oh my God!
It's like Lost.
See, I've always liked the short seasons of the shows. How we're doing this now, but it irritates me the A&E model, and I know other channels do it as well. But where they go through and do, okay, here's the new season, and it's 8 episodes or 6 episodes, then we jump 5 months.
Okay, let me educate you a little bit.
Okay,
this is what I love. That's what I love about BBC television is most of their series for many years are always 10 episodes, like 10 or 12, but mostly 10. And I always love that. Two of my favorite shows to ever come on TV, period, are Misfits. Mm-hmm. That's a show.
What's Misfits?
Ooh. The first season is the best thing you'll ever see. And Skins. The first, Skins was on for 6 seasons, I think, or whatever. But, the first episode of Skins is insane. Like, it's so good. Really? MTV.
It's on BBC.
It was on BBC.
Okay.
MTV tried to do a version of it. It was weak.
Yes. No, okay. I was going to say,
but
it's about
college kids and everything. But Misfits was genius. And they did, 10 episodes. And then they would do second season. Would be 10. I like it because it also, they don't have to drag out storylines like, oh, we got 20 episodes. We got to really drag this shit out.
Because 20 seems like a lot.
It does.
That was the whole thing for the syndication model as well. Right. Because you couldn't do syndication until you hit 100 episodes. And so you needed 4 scenes of TV. And you wanted it to run through the whole the whole thing. And, you know, that's it. Network still 24 episodes. It gets...
That's too many.
Yeah.
Write it down. Write Misfits down. You got it.
BBC. I wrote BBC in big letters.
No, just write Misfits, though, okay. Because it's the best. You would like it, Mo, too. BBC. It's a brilliant show. Like, brilliant. The acting.
Misfits.
And then you'll see all the actors. Actually, what's his name? Bolton, the guy who just...
Michael Bolton?
No, the guy who just got killed on Game of Thrones.
All of them?
Okay, yeah. A lot of people died on Game of Thrones.
The one who just finally got killed, the asshole that was... Being the asshole, Bruce Bolton, whatever.
Jonathan. No,
no, but the character Bolton, who just got killed by Jon Snow.
Yes.
That guy, was on the first 2 seasons of Misfits.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's where he started. You'll see, you watch these shows, and you're going to see all these actors.
Oh, I know
that
him.
Are now big.
Spoiler alert! If anybody listening, there could be spoilers.
So I'll tell you
this.
About Misfits. Brief summary is that basically, it's these group of kids-ish, that are working at a detention center, like a thing they get in trouble, so they have to clean things.
Like juvenile?
Yeah, kind of a juvenile thing. And some crazy thing happens to the planet. Some weird thing happens, and they
Like an apocalyptic thing?
Just like a weird thing happens where the sky gets crazy, you don't know what's going on, and then they all gain these special powers. And
that's kind of cool.
It's called Heroes.
No, it's different than Heroes. I've seen Heroes.
Way before.
But the English behavior, the whole thing is just brilliant. It's one of the best shows ever.
I'll take a look at that.
Got huge.
I've never heard of it.
Well, you guys are losers.
No, you watch your.
Well, I know that already.
You watch your shows on Apple TV. Is that the only format that you watch in?
Pretty much. I watch, like, if it's on Hulu, that's where I go first. And then if it's not, I'll buy the season pass on iTunes.
I do. I don't do Apple TV. I used to have an Apple TV back when they had a hard drive in them, and you download everything and watch it on a hard drive, which was great. Yeah, old school. We're talking six, 7 years ago.
That came with your satellite dish?
Yeah, exactly. The big one. The rotated. My aunt and uncle still have one, and they have it facing straight up, and they have plants in there now.
That is awesome.
They've created it, so it has plants. I watch Hulu, and I pay the extra couple bucks so I don't have to watch commercials.
Yeah, I did too. Hulu's the best.
Amazon Prime that I watch certain shows on, and then Netflix. So I have them
all.
That's
all you need.
I gotta
catch iTunes if it's not anywhere else.
I gotta catch them all.
Buy it. Dick does too.
Nothing.
What do you watch sports? Why?
No,
why
I don't watch sports.
But you watch TV, right?
I have TV or whatever I watch. I don't watch that much lately. What am I watching right now? Sunday nights are the crazy night for me. Sunday nights are the worst nights of television for me right now because everything good is on Sunday nights. Ray Donovan, Roadies, Power. There's something else I'm forgetting there. Oh, and then John Oliver and whatever's on HBO.
Okay, for somebody who doesn't watch a lot of TV, you just listed off four shows on Sunday.
I know, that's what I'm saying. The rest of the week, it sucks. So I TiVo all that stuff, and then I watch it throughout the week.
No, wait. You watch during the, when the seasons come back, you watch all the CW superhero shows.
Yeah, that, but like you were talking about like right now, summer.
Ah, right, yeah.
So, Sunday's the day.
But like it's like weird. And then there's a couple other shows like I watch Tyrant and I watch on Tuesdays, which I pissed me off. Yes and no. I have issues with it. No, I just have issues the way they portray the cultures, and I hate the fact that they just jumped the shark on the last episode, which I feel like I don't want to watch the show
didn't
anymore.
Did it just start?
It's during their second season. It's third season.
There was one really old show on TNT called Dark Blue. And I've rewatched it. Like,
their new
three
show,
times. It's really
their
good.
New show that's on now with Ellen Barkin. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Is amazing on TNT.
On TNT,
yeah, with Ellen Barkin, it's amazing. Like it's amazing.
Now that's one thing I wanted to bring up, because I do take and put down things on a list of questions and topics I want to talk about. Ooh. And so I want to bring up what TV shows can you watch now that we can binge watch, now that we can access TV
Anything.
Shows. What would you watch multiple times?
I guess besides game shows, I would rewatch Tudors.
Yeah.
I've rewatched it twice all the way through. Just like, I don't watch a lot of shows over again, but like game shows, because you can play along, that's why I like it. Yeah. Instead of watching like a show about a story.
You see at her house too, in front of the TV. When she's watching the game shows, she has a little thing here for a buzzer so she gets to buzz in and try to beat them.
Oh, but the best part is
I got it.
You got it for me for Christmas.
It's really the memory game, because when she watches it over again, she has to remember what the answers are. And
I feel so smart. You know, I watch once in a while I'll watch Jeopardy, but my favorite is Teen Jeopardy because it's easier.
Yes.
And it makes me feel smart. I go, oh, pop culture, I know this.
Who was
Beyonce?
I'm pretty bad about rewatching seasons of shows. I think I just watched. I think it's the fourth time I just finished up watching The West Wing for the fourth time, and I love the characters.
Did you like
I love the thing.
Studio 60.
I did not.
I loved it.
I hated that show.
It was. Give it a try. It's really good.
Maybe I'll go back and have a different feeling
about
it.
That's the only show of his that I've actually. Oh, and I watched Newsroom.
Newsroom was great.
That was great.
But no, I've rewatched when I was binge watching, or when the new seasons of like Breaking Bad and
I've never watched Breaking Bad
and
either.
Walking Dead, I had to go back and rewatch it with somebody who wanted to get caught up with the show. So I had to go back and rewatch seasons
of the
show to get caught up. But Battlestar Galactica, the new one, now it's older, but the second version of it. I love that show, and I've watched it a couple times.
The best show to watch, and I watch it at least. Have I watched it this year? No, but the show you need to watch is The Wire.
There's no show better than The Wire.
I keep getting told that, and I just haven't.
Everything you think has been really good, you watch The Wire, and you're like, whoa. It's just brilliant. The five seasons.
Because the story is well written.
It's just It's so real. It's just, it's all in the game.
I've seen clips of it, but I haven't seen the
show. It's so good. It's like, it's so brilliantly written, produced, direct, like everything about that show, all five seasons. And the second season, I was just watching, what's his name, Michael K. Williams talking about it, because he was one of the characters, about like the second season. Everybody talks about the second season, be like, why did they go that direction? It was, season one was so brilliant. But then if you stick with it, you see how it, all five seasons just works. And then you're like, I can't imagine five seasons without season two now, because it's just the way it works. Yeah. So good.
Or if a show like stops and goes out on top, like Game of Thrones, if you drag it out too long. It's
Did you watch Lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost was probably one season too long. I loved the show. But they could have probably compacted it down one season.
I loved it. I thought everything.
I watched it. I watched it like halfway through, and then I stopped because I was kind of disinterested. And then I went back and finished it.
You know, they had, and I have to say, this.
Did you like the way it ended?
Yeah, I was fine with the way it ended, but no, it was the season two opener, because they went through it, which I think was one of the most genius things on to open a show. Basically, they had this whole thing. They ended the show with this hatch that's on the island and the thing.
That was brilliant.
And they were making such a big deal about the hatch, and it had a little window on it, and everything was about flashbacks. And the season two opener, you see somebody in a flashback doing this whole thing, and then you hear like an explosion. And you go, what the fuck's that? And then they take the camera and they go down a tunnel, and then they go all the way up this whole ladder up to the top. And that's the window to the hatch.
Oh, that's
and you
right.
realize it's the first time you've ever not seen a flashback. And it was one of those things that you're like, this show just went fucking over the top. That was amazing.
I do remember
you,
that.
If you, if you watch this show now, the last time I watched all the seasons was about a year, 2 years ago. And I remember watching it like all, and my friend Gary, who's a huge fan of it and like studied it basically, I remember just calling him afterwards saying, you don't realize how brilliant that show is until like now. Go watch it now. Yeah. And you realize.
It has to resonate.
Because you start realizing the complexity of just writing, the writing of it. Of like, because they had to write things in season one that they had to. Probably in the back of their heads, like, we didn't know where these characters really were going to go by season seven.
And when it was on, everyone's like, what the hell's going on? I don't get it.
It definitely should go down in television history as, like, an incredible, just the whole, everything about it really was just brilliant.
I wonder if people watch it on airplanes.
Yeah, people watch it on airplanes and deserted islands. So, this episode's airing in August. So, fall TV is getting ready to come up. Now I know you watch on Apple TV, things like that, but are you looking forward to any new shows that are coming up that the seasons are just starting?
I know. Well, I just started Mr. Robot. I like, but it just started like a couple months ago.
I keep hearing about Mr. Robot, and I know nothing about it.
That's right. Season two just started. It's really good. There's a lot of narration. Mm-hmm. So it's like the guy, the lead character that's a hacker. He's a hacker robot.
Is he a robot? No, but is he a robot?
No.
Is that his name or something? Mr. Robot or something?
It's his AKA pseudonym.
Is Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I've heard good things. I've heard great
Maybe the end he'll actually be a robot.
No, but they've always had these great reviews about it, but I've never had time to take
it's
time
good
to
it's a lot
it.
Of narration.
There's too many shows now to watch.
Some people don't like that, but it's very philosophical, and like it's like E-Corp is the big corporation that is a monopoly and overtakes everything, and there's a lot
kinda
of
like
parallels
Facebook?
To everything.
So is it more of a serious drama? It's a serious drama then?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
it's not a comedy.
See, I thought it was a comedy.
It's like it's a little bit of a dark comedy, but it's more of a drama.
Okay. Yeah. No, I thought it was a comedy. I have no idea what it's about. I just hear good things.
Do you like cooking shows?
Not as much anymore.
Yeah.
I'll watch Hell's Kitchen. I'll watch
MasterChef. Hell's Kitchen is the greatest.
I love those. I love those shows because of Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah. I'm tired.
But
I can't
everything.
Watch
Food Network. I used to watch Food Network. I would just let it play in the background. Like some people have CNN just on all the time.
Yeah.
I used to have Food Network, but it was back when they educated you on how to cook. Now it's everything is the competition shows.
Yeah.
You know, Cutthroat Kitchen.
But now they teach you how to eat.
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef was one of the originals of the competition, and I like the Japanese version more than I like the American version.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I used to love watching Emeril Lagasse and Mario Batali, and
I remember,
you know,
these
guys do that. You know, it was a lot of fun. You know, and
Food Network.
Now it's like meh. And Alton Brown used to be one of the coolest people on television, and
all the early episodes of. That Gordon did in England of The F Word and Kitchen Nightmares. Those shows are
amazing.
Those
were great.
The show he did. I can't remember the name of the one where he travels the world and goes places, and it's all about food. One. Yeah, it was an English show, English version.
I watched...
all the ones on BBC are good.
Yeah, BBC's amazing.
BBC's good.
Did you ever watch Top Gear? The original?
No, I've heard about it. But
best show ever.
The Gordon Ramsay show, I started off after I started watching him on Hell's Kitchen. I went back and looked at some of his British shows, and it was his original documentary that was like a 3-part TV thing where it was called Boiling Point.
Oh, I remember that.
And that was great to see that.
I haven't seen that.
You think of his character on the show as being this. Now he's become a caricature of himself. Right. But he was that hot-headed young chef that was expected perfection and did this. And, you know, they were calling him out on it. And now he's created this empire that seems to be not going away. I mean, Emeril Lagasse kind of faded off with his stuff.
No, he's had a solid career.
Emeril has done...
Not Emeril.
I was going to say, Emeril did really well, but he's kind of faded off.
He came and went.
It keeps going. Now, at some point...
He's toned it down a lot through the years, but in the beginning, every other word was fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and he would scream and yell. And like, if you watch the early episodes of Kitchen Nightmares, like the first season in England, or
I watched
the F word especially, you know.
Oh, the F word.
He's just like, fuck. He would just go crazy, screaming at everybody.
Do they censor everything on BBC?
No.
They don't?
Not at all.
Oh.
They use the word fuck.
What about nudity?
There's nudity.
On the F word.
See, they're all
He takes off his chef's jacket.
There's a couple.
I gotta watch it
naked
now.
Naked chickens.
I have to say, I'm looking forward to CBS kind of fucked me. I wasn't interested in Supergirl at all.
So good.
And I keep hearing it's good.
So good.
But now that they went over...
Better than Legends of Tomorrow.
They moved it over to the CW, and now they keep talking about how all the CW shows do crossovers. So now...
And Superman, they got a Superman.
Yeah, exactly. Which, he looked...
And we love DC. DC's the best.
DC's the best.
Oh my God, by far.
Yeah. For the television universe, they are far superior. But I'm looking forward to Arrow.
Yeah, I don't think so. For the television universe,
really?
One word. Daredevil.
Okay, that's not the television universe.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's
yes,
the
it
Netflix
is. How many fucking
it's
nominations
the TV
do they?
Universe.
Netflix is television now. That's the
okay. Fine. Daredevil is amazing. I'm still trying
Jessica
to get
Jones.
Jessica Jones was fine. What's coming? Is it Nick Cage?
Whatever.
Yeah,
not Nick Cage.
Nick Cage. It's a horrible TV show.
Wow.
It's just him walking around.
He almost played Superman. Wait. What Cage is it? Johnny Cage from Mortal Kombat?
It's Nick Cage practicing his lines for
his
next movie.
Wait, what is the name of the character? Is the character even have Cage in his name?
Yes, it's last. I'll figure it out. I'll think of it.
Okay.
Mr. Cage.
But they also have The Punisher they're doing.
Yeah, I'm not into it. That was with Daredevil season one, I really enjoyed. Season two, I'm only at about episode 4.
Oh, so
and
good.
I want to keep going, but right now, I'm not a fan of The Punisher.
Oh, he's amazing.
But it's never been a character I've been that into anyhow.
Because you're a pussy.
Wow.
And you like Superman.
And it's also... I don't like
and
Superman.
And you like Batman.
Batman. Oh, Gotham. Batman. That's how they fucked up my Monday nights is I have Gotham. And so now it's going to be I'm going to have to watch something on one of my other formats.
Why? What do you mean? Like, wait.
Gotham and Supergirl are on the same night now.
Oh, really?
At the same time?
I don't know if it's the same time or not, but Gotham... Although Gotham should be probably a 9 o'clock show because it got pretty gruesome.
Prime time.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to all the superheroes. You need to watch superhero shows.
I don't think I've seen any of them.
You need to watch Supergirl.
Dick told me to watch Daredevil, but I haven't seen
it. Yes, it's really good. You have Netflix.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, watch season one's amazing.
Yeah, season one is really,
really, really good.
So busy. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, but what I loved about the first season of Daredevil, honestly, to me, what made that show really, 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 really good was the villain.
Yes.
That was a really good villain.
Yeah, no, it
was cerebral thought, like, and then just thought that made the show for me. Which is,
do you think I would like it, even though I don't know a lot about all the comic world?
You don't need to
like
know.
Any of these shows.
Yeah, no, that
because it's
like
watch them
because it's the origin of how he starts.
Yeah, instead of like with the movies, you have the origin story that lasts 15 minutes in the beginning of the movie,
right?
And it kind of goes, and that's all they explain. This is the entire first season is origin.
And then speaking of TV. Didn't you just buy a new TV?
I did.
How big is your TV? Tell her how big your TV is.
I just got a 55-inch screen TV. Now, TVs are cheap. I only spent, well, I guess with tax, about 700 and some bucks. But that
same
TV.
Which is not bad for a nice big TV. Exactly,
for a gigantic.
Is that $50 per inch?
I went.
Worth every penny.
I went from a 32 inch up to 55 inch. So it was like, it suddenly like, I was like, okay, what's the first thing I'm going to watch on this? I watched the season finale of Game of Thrones, which was awesome.
That's a good one for a new TV.
And then I went back and watched
I watched Debbie Does Dallas.
Three times.
I went back and watched the Battle of the Bastards episode.
I watched an old episode of the Dick Van Dyke Show. and white and standard def. Big on the screen.
I was going through and trying to find things that were big, and so I rewatched.
Super HD.
I rewatched Star Wars, the new one, and that was fun. And then I went and rented Everest. I was like, you're going to go big, it was a decent movie. And if you're going to go big, it doesn't get much bigger than Everest.
It was good. It was good because I saw it in 3D at the movies.
Oh.
It was
very
really
nice.
Good.
Well, movies are definitely a different episode. Nikki, next. Thank you so much for coming out and talking about TV with me.
Thank you.
You're always a great guest.
It's the one topic she can talk about.
Pretty much.
No. Well, we had Target.
There's other, but when it comes to TV.
Now, because all I've done for the past 2 months is watch TV.
To watch TV and binge watch it.
And eat a lot of junk food.
Well, while you have all that sofa time, are you on social media?
I am, yeah.
So where can your fans...
I still post fun pictures.
Nice. Where can fans find you?
Well, you can find all my stuff on my site, iHeartNikki.com, and Twitter and Instagram, it's Nikki Next.
Very nice. Mr. Avery, do you have anything to plug?
I'm going to plug my website. It's richardaveryphoto.com. You can find some really cool pictures of really cool girls doing really cool things.
Very nice.
How's that?
Very good. Very good. You're plugging well this week. Plugging along.
Plug away.
Did you say pegging or plugging?
Pegging, exactly. That's a whole different episode. We got to get Ash back on the show. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This is More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. And you can check out everything in The Average Mo universe on TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.